We appreciate so very much your presence. Before I begin, I want to thank everybody who expressed sympathy to us and the death of my sister-in-law. For everything you've done, we surely do appreciate that. It's always good to know people love you and care for you when you go through these periods of bereavement. We're glad you're here today, and we trust that as we study the Word of God together, good will be accomplished to the glory of God. As Chris read to us this morning from Luke chapter 5, I want this morning to reread that and look at a few of the highlights and then pointing us to the very final conclusion of that reading. First of all, we find that the Bible says it came to pass as the people pressed upon him to hear the Word of God. Are you interested in hearing the Word of God? Jesus was the master teacher. The Word of God is God's power to save. Romans 1:16, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Then when you turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4 at verse 2, Paul said you preach the Word. Preach the Word of what? The Word of God. The Word of truth. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. These people were people that pressed upon Jesus to hear the Word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, the Master, Jesus. Here he goes now into one of these ships. And the ship belonged to Simon Peter, which was Simon's. And he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. But now, here was Jesus in this ship. And the Bible said he sat down, and in this ship, he taught the people who had come to hear the Word of God. He taught the people out of the ship where he was there sitting. Now when he'd done speaking, the Bible tells us he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a draught. Go out there and do some fishing, Simon. Simon, though, had already done some fishing. The Bible says, Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we spent the night. We've toiled all the night. We didn't take anything. You've ever gone fishing, didn't get a single bite? Didn't get anything but for a fisherman that made his living by collecting fish. This was a big sacrifice. Simon said, we've done it. Lord, we've launched, we have toiled all the night, but we haven't taken anything. However, the people had come to hear the Word of God. Simon had heard the Word of God. Now Simon says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. We'll go back out into the deep. We'll launch out there into the deep. We will not give up. If you tell us to do it, we'll do it because it is your word. And the Bible says when they'd done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets brake. And they beckoned their partners which were in the other ship that they should come and help them. Fill up these ships. Look what we've got. And they came and filled up both the ships so that they began to sink. Now then, such an impression has been made upon Peter and the others. The Bible says when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees. Where was he? Down at Jesus' knees. You ever been there? In reality, have you ever been so overwhelmed that you fall down before the Master? That's exactly what Peter said. He said, the Bible said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He knew something. What did he now know? He knew that Jesus, when he spoke, was indeed speaking the word of God. He was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, don't be afraid, fear not, from henceforth you're going to do more than just catch fish. You're going to catch men. Verse 11, and when they had brought their ships to land, what did Peter, James, and John do? The Bible says they became disciples of Jesus Christ. They forsook it all, and they followed after the Master. They did what? Peter and John, the Bible says they forsook it all. Look what they did. They became disciples of Jesus Christ. The word disciple is not a common word today. It's used frequently in the Bible. It's used much with regards to those who followed after Jesus. What does it really mean? Well, the English word disciple itself comes from a Latin word. It means a pupil or a student. The Greek word in the New Testament that we translate with the word disciple means to learn. So here's a student that is seeking to learn. Here's one that is a follower of Jesus that wants to do what the Master says. The words disciple or disciples occurs in the American Standard Version. This is real interesting. Over and over. For example, 73 times in the Gospel of Matthew. 42 times in the Gospel of Mark. 36 times in the Gospel of Luke. 75 times in the Gospel of John. 30 times in the book of Acts. Over and over with regards to those who were following Christ. And during the life of Jesus upon the earth, this was the word that was commonly used concerning those who were following after Jesus Christ. After His disciples, Jesus died, then the church came into existence. I thought, well, what about that word now? How was it used after that? Quite interesting. When you go to Acts chapter 6, the Bible says the disciples. It states in Acts chapter 6, verse 1, the disciples in Jerusalem's congregation were increasing numerically. They were preaching the word and people were listening to it. They were obeying it and the disciples increased. In Acts 6 and verse 2, the Bible states concerning the apostles that they summoned the congregation of the disciples. In Acts 6 and verse 7, the number of disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem. Acts 9 verse 1 says that Saul was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. In Acts 9 verse 19 and verse 25, after Saul became a Christian, the Bible says the disciples in Damascus took care of him. In Acts 9 and verse 26, says that the disciples in Jerusalem were afraid to associate with Saul when he tried to become part of them. Acts 11 verse 26, the Bible says, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Some 18 times after Acts 11, verse 26, Christians are referred to as being disciples. Who is a disciple? He is an individual that is a student, a learner. He is a follower. And when he talks about being a disciple of Christ, he is one that wants to learn, hear, and do the will of the Master. We must indeed, when we look at the Word of the Lord, be disciples that want to learn, that want to heed and follow after Jesus the Christ. Do you want to learn to pray acceptable unto God? Every one of us surely wants to be in a condition that when we pray, as Stuart led us this morning, that prayer will go up to God and become acceptable unto God. That you can pray realizing that God is listening to your prayer. The early disciples of Jesus asked Jesus to teach them to pray. In Luke 11, verses 1 through 4, it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, One of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Tell us, Lord, how we are to articulate, what we are to say, how we are to pray, just like John taught his disciples. We want to know that. Notice it. A disciple is one that is a student. A disciple is one who wants to learn. A disciple is one who is a follower. Truly, we need, as the disciples, to ask Jesus, teach us, Lord, how to pray when our hearts are heavy, when things are not going well. What are we going to do? We're going to go to God. When? Because we need help. Help from whom? Help from God. Wouldn't it be terrible to think that you could pray and pray to God and not even be heard? You remember John 9, verse 31? We know that only those that are worshipers and servants of God. How do we know that? We've learned it. Learned it from whom? From the Word of God. We can pray in keeping with God's will, knowing that God will hear our prayers, because God's promise to hear us when we pray in keeping with His will. And the disciples were told, when we pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Think about that. Our prayers are to do what? Our prayers are to go up before the Father. We ask God to do what? We ask God to help us and help us to do His will, truly exalting and praising Almighty God. And then we say, we're concerned about Your kingdom. The kingdom today is the church. How are we concerned about the church? We want more people in it. We want people to hear, become disciples, disciples of Jesus Christ. So what are we doing? We're praying to God to help us extend the kingdom upon the earth. And then, Thy will be done. Here's the hard part. Thy will be done. Jesus prayed three times. It's not wrong to pray for the same thing over and over. Jesus prayed three times. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done. We're taught how to pray. God said, I know what's best. What do? We resign to do His will. And just like Jesus said, not my will, but Thy will be done. Yes, He mentions then that His will is to be done on earth as it is indeed in heaven. Give us daily our daily bread. Forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Am I willing to forgive you when I ask you to forgive me? Surely, the child of God has been taught how to pray, what to say. And truly, the Bible tells us we've got to be forgiving. Don't be so critical of others. So many times we are, and we fail to see ourselves in need of God's forgiveness for ourselves. Teach us, Lord, as we ask You to forgive, that we will be forgiving. And we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. We do not want the evil temptations. We don't want to go that way. Lead us, Father, to do Your will. You want to know how to live to be a Christian? Go to the Master. If you're a disciple of the Lord, you're a learner. You're a student of the Word. You'll listen to what He says. In Matthew 16, 24 through 27, then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to deny ourselves? Jesus said, in order for you to live right, in order for you to be one of my disciples, Jesus says, what? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whose soul? Your soul. My soul. What is the teaching of the word of the Lord with regards to us when it comes down to living right? Listen, the Bible says the most important thing is to seek the kingdom of God first. In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Choose to be Jesus' disciple means that here's some things that I'll let the Lord do for me. Number one, we'll let Him answer who I am. Who are we? Paul could say in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Who are you? Who was Paul? When he obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, he surrendered all. He was a disciple. He was one that followed Jesus. What is my life's purpose? I hope, as Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first, not second, third, or fourth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, other things, shall be added to you. How am I to live in this world? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We're careful about how we live. Why? We're students. Students of whom? Students of the Master. We're disciples. And a disciple is one that learns. Learns from the Master. And the Master says, here is how I would have you to be in this world. What is my focus and perspective? Where am I really putting my emphasis in life? In Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which thus so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Looking where? Attention to Christ. Is that our focus? A person who is the disciple of Christ, one who is a learner, one who is a student of the Word, who wants to know God's will be an individual that truly has His focus placed on Christ. How am I to treat other people? I'll have to admit sometimes I've been critical of other people when I shouldn't have been. Have you done that? Why is it that we criticize other people? Do we know all about the situation wherein they are? How am I supposed to treat you? How are we supposed to treat each other? In the book of Ephesians 4 and verse 32, we're a student. We're a disciple of Christ. We're a learner. We want to learn from the Word of the Lord. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4 and verse 32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. How often do we pray, Father, forgive me? Stuart in his good prayer this morning mentioned how that we leave undone so much. How that we are all guilty of sin. We ask God to forgive us. Then should we not be willing to forgive others. How we're to treat them with kindness and good. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6, we learn as a student, as a disciple of the Lord, we learn what the Bible tells us to do, and that is how we are to belong to and serve God. Trust in the Lord. Wait a minute. We're learners. We're listening. We're disciples of Christ. What does the disciple learn? Trust. Confidence. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. What is my eternal destiny? That's what a student wants to learn. What can the teacher tell him? These people pressed upon Jesus. They wanted to hear the Word of God. Jesus got in a ship. And from that ship, He taught the people the Word of God that they had come to hear. And then He went with Peter, James, and John. And He found three people who became His disciples because they wanted to serve Him, because the destiny of every man is before Him. I stood by the graveside of Lucille Slayton, who was 106 years of age when she died last week. Tremendously, think about that, living that long. She was a good woman. She had many trials in this life that she was able to overcome. People would ask her sometimes, Lucille, how have you lived to be so old? And her response would always be, I let God take care of me. Trusting in God. Putting your confidence in the Lord. And I read Revelation 14 and verse 13. I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, they shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Are you listening? We're concerned about our eternal destiny. What does God say? We're students of His Word. We're disciples of Christ. We want to learn from the Master. And the Bible tells us clearly that if you serve Christ, do His will, the blessings will be yours. As I learn from Jesus, as you learn, our thinking, our understanding will always be changing and maturing. Just like Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. Are you a disciple of Jesus? A learner? A student? One that wants to hear words that came forth from the Master? You allow Him to teach you? Look what we get when we are faithful disciples of Christ. Great blessings in this life. Have you counted all of your blessings lately? I know some of you have gone through some very trying times. God is good. Yes. In Philippians 4:19, here is what Paul said about it. We're learning. We're listening. But my God shall supply all your need. What? Not some, no. My God shall do what for the disciple of Jesus Christ? He shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And He's made that promise in Matthew 11. If you'll come unto Him, He'll never leave thee nor forsake you. That's blessings in this life. And then just think of eternal salvation in eternity. In Romans 5:8-9, God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We learn something as a disciple, as a pupil, one who is a student of the Word of God. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all sin. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, We have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. John said in 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2, My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not, yet if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only. Thank God we read that. Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Peter, James, and John, they forsook it all. They became a disciple, a student, a learner, a follower of the Master. And look what they have to look forward to. Eternity spent in heaven with God. What will you do with Christ? Are you His disciple? If you've never obeyed the gospel today, you read in His Word, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, 15 and 16. If you've never been baptized, here is water. What doth hinder you to be baptized? If you're a child of God, you're a disciple of Jesus, you want to learn more from the Master, you want to listen to the Word of God, and you know in your life, you haven't been faithful. Ask God to forgive you. He will. Take up today and follow Jesus. Learn. Follow after the Master. That's what Peter, James, and John did. They forsook it all. And then they followed after Jesus. He's inviting you to come to Him. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Won't you obey Him today? While together we stand in wild.